Coffee? Check. Earbuds? Check. Make us part of your morning routine. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Star Wars The Force Awakens hits theaters Friday, December 18th, and already we may have some winners out there in the toy aisle. I'm John Wardock in New York. Toys, Star Wars, holiday shopping, straight ahead.
Bringing the world to your ears, you're listening to The Wall Street Journal. Award-winning reporters, original insights. This is What's News.
Joining us is Tanya Garcia. She covers retail for MarketWatch.com. Tanya, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
I bet that the Star Wars toys are going to be the thing this holiday season. Am I incorrect to say that?
No, that's what it's shaping up to be. Star Wars did great over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. And even before that, there was a lot of excitement around Star Wars toys. There was the Force Friday event that happened across a few retailers back in September. So things just look like it's going to be all about Star Wars this holiday season.
So Hasbro has the rights to sell these toys, correct?
Yes.
Are they the exclusive rights holders, or does someone else out there have the rights as well?
They're selling in Disney stores too. Hasbro has a lot of the Star Wars toys coming out this holiday season. And then you have, like, Lego, for instance, also has a Star Wars set. So Star Wars does cut across a few different areas. So there's lots of things for parents or collectors to choose from.
I can imagine out there on the toy shelf, you know, you go into your big box store or your toy store, lightsabers, play action figures, drones, but also girls are going to have items this year, correct?
That's right. So there are a couple of new characters that are going to be there. Captain Pashma, I believe, and the main character whose name, unfortunately,
don't look at me, please. I have no idea. I confess, I have no idea at this point. I'm still getting over, you know, Luke Skywalker and that's how old I am.
Yes. So these new characters, so they're two female characters, and there's talk that these are going to have appeal, increased appeal to girls. I mean, the Star Wars appeal really does cut across genders, but with these two characters, it's something that may more specifically appeal to all of the little girl fans out there.
Yeah, I would imagine from makeup, jewelry, purses, I mean...
Oh, it's everything.
It's everything.
And it's not even just for kids. If I'm not mistaken, there's like Star Wars-themed mascara. So that's something for adults. And you can go on YouTube right now and you'll see any number of excited adults opening up their Star Wars toys and playing with them. So this is something that really does cut across generations, which is what a lot of analysts and toy experts say leads to the continued success of Star Wars, much like you see with something like Lego or even Barbie.
Any sense of what's going to be really, really hot, as in scorching hot?
Well, the National Retail Federation put out its list of top 10 boys and top 10 girls toys. And for the boys, the top is actually Lego. Number two is Star Wars. And for the girls, the top is Barbie, which is perhaps a little surprising. It seems maybe a little bit kind of a throwback toy. But, you know, nonetheless, these are, again, are things that seem to keep going in popularity. They don't stop.
The movie doesn't hit theaters until December 18th. I would imagine that week between December 18th and Christmas, we're going to hear stories about folks fighting one another in the aisles trying to get various items.
Absolutely. There should definitely be a spike in interest in these toys. And actually going into early next year, there are some who I've heard tell me that they anticipate that the excitement is going to continue even after Christmas. So.
And when are we going to know definitively Toy X was the hot toy this holiday season?
Well, this is actually my first year covering the holiday season. But if Black Friday and the Thanksgiving weekend is any indication, you're going to have lots of groups like, you know, Adobe or ShopperTrak. They are looking at these things on a day-by-day basis. When I was covering the Black Friday weekend, I was getting updates a couple of times a day from some of these organizations. So they are closely tracking what is going on, and we should be able to kind of pull together all of the numbers in the week or two after the holiday season when everybody's opened their gifts.
And are you going to see the new Star Wars movie?
I'd like to. I haven't gotten my advance ticket, and that might make it difficult.
Nor have I. Hello.
But they're anticipating hundreds of millions of dollars for this movie, so that might make getting a ticket a little difficult for the first couple weeks.
Absolutely. Tanya Garcia, retail reporter for MarketWatch.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hear more shows at WSJ.com/podcasts.